Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we are. Wait, let me get you 978. What's up, bro?
Rosebud, I tried to send you the paper the other day, man. It didn't work.
You tried to do what?
I tried to send you the paper the other day. I spoke to you the other day. But for
stop. Are you saying you tried to send something to me the other day?
Yeah, I tried to send you the money the other day. I spoke to you a couple of shows ago, bud.
Can you please stop? Listen, I don't want to hear that shit. What I'm saying is, I'm not going to hold your hand to do shit. There's too many people that hear the exact same thing that I'm saying to you, and they get to me, man. So it's something that you're not doing, man. If you tried to send it, it would get to me because there's no ifs, ands, and buts. PayPal.com, go to the goddamn send money tab, put my email address in it, and send the money, period. There's nothing else to it, man. So please.
I think there's something.
Listen. If something was wrong, wouldn't someone else be going through the shit you're talking about?
No, but I'm saying I think there's something wrong from my end. I need to check with the PayPal.
And check with PayPal and do what you need to do so you can fuck with me. I can't do shit to the... Man, what the fuck do you want?
I tried to send you the pay. I'm trying to fuck with you, heavy bird. I need to get laced, man. I tried to send the pay
the
other day.
You got sand in your fucking head, and you got a big block in the middle of that sand, and you ain't gonna understand shit until you stop this bullshit you doing and send whatever you trying to send to my fucking PayPal. Don't call me asking none of this bullshit again. Please, do not call me asking this shit. I get this every fucking semester. Some motherfucker telling me the shit that I'm telling him ain't right. They doing this. They doing that. Well, dude, if you're doing all that, then you just fucked your money off because I already got the money. And if you can't motherfucking get in the group the way I'm telling you to get in the group, then that's on you. Just like I'm telling this motherfucker, man, I done told you exactly what I done told everybody else. Everybody else getting in here, but you're going to call me talking about whatever the fuck is wrong. Man, I don't know what the goddamn fuck is wrong because I'm not sitting in front of your computer. Shit. This is what I'm talking about, fellas. That's why the name of this goddamn show is Decide and Quit Playing. So you motherfuckers be playing. And you think I pose them want to play with you? God damn it, I let my fucking switcher go out. But it ain't shit. I'm not playing with you. If you got some friends that want to play with you, play with them. Don't call me wanting me to play with you. Because shit, what the fuck is that going to do for me? I told you I'm a conceited fucking selfish bastard. And if it ain't gonna do shit for me, I don't want to do it. Period. I don't even want to talk to you if talking to you ain't gonna help me. Shit. What I'm saying is I always try to see folks in my efforts. I believe in perfection. Perfection in anything is like hit the ball in the sweet spot. When you release the ball, you playing basketball and you do a jump shot, and as soon as you release it, bam, you turn around and go to the other end because you know it's going in. You already know it. What I'm saying is, excuse me, God damn, this shit is. there is a feeling when shit is right, then anything you do, I'm talking about there's a feeling that's going to come over you. It's not going to take over. It's just you're going to feel something. Then it's because you're doing it right. When that Willie Mays motherfucker hit that ball and bam, as soon as he hit it, a lot of people hit the ball and take off running. But them motherfuckers that hit the ball in the sweet spot, they hit it and stand at the plate and look at it before they start running, because they can tell when they hit it, that ball was gone. So they just watching it. I'm telling you, man, there's ways to make yourself see that you the shit. And I look for those ways for me. I don't look for them for you, but I look for them for me. I want to know that I am the shit. So what I'm trying to tell you right now is that Sidewalk University, I'm slowly finding the sweet spot in teaching my students the correct way to think about themselves. Look, 978, I'm going to give you one last chance. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I can block you to where you cannot even call in to the show. I'm trying not to do that, man. I don't want to hear none of your fucking what you can't do, what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm going to start thinking you one of them motherfucking plants that just want to fuck my show up. Now, what the fuck do you want?
Bud, don't do me like that, bud.
Hey, man, what the fuck do you want?
I wanna fuck with you heavy, bud. I wanna send you the money, man. Is that another way I can
fuck you? Hey, after this show, I'm going in and I'm blocking you so you can't call no more. Unless I forget, that's what's gonna happen, man. Fuck you, man. I wanna fuck with you heavy, bud. But this dude is bullshit. Actually, I just realized he's full of shit. So, you know, this dude, you know, when I talk to him from now on, you guys don't know, I know, he's full of shit. So I'm talking to him like that. But what I'm saying is the feeling that you get when you hit the ball in the sweet spot or on the sweet spot or whatever, the motherfucking bat. This is how you're going to feel about yourself after attending Sidewalk University. I'm sorry. I got these fucking hiccups, man. Hold on. See, they just come and then they go. Because it's gone. But any motherfucking way. I believe it's the same feeling when you a football playing motherfucker and you run a pattern. And just as you turn and look for the ball, the motherfucker's right there settling in your arms. And then you speed in for the touchdown. See, that's that sweet spot. That the feeling I'm talking about is when something is done to perfection. I ought to know, because I was a pimp du jour. Yeah, type nigga. When I sat down and talked to any woman, let alone women, and I said two sentences, their response to those sentences would either send chills down my spine or it would make the hair on the back of my neck rise. And what I'm saying is if the hair on my neck reacted, I got the fuck up right away and permanently check that bitch off my list. But shit, if chills ran down my spine, man, it seemed that she responded right, and I might have me some action. So to me, nothing is important except my intentions. So from the moment I said hello, my intentions was to get some action. Now that I see I've gotten some action, I'm finna play my motherfucking hand. Because if the chills ran down my spine, it let me know, nigga, you better get it, baby. And, you know, just let me know. I need to pull out my motherfucking arrows. Because I've been pulling my bow out and shoot this bitch with some game arrows. I got shit like that. Because this shit is a game to me. Not game. But I'm talking about a video game. I want to win. So there's little things I got to do to make me see that I'm rolling. So I got my game arrows out. And like I say, those are the game arrows are the things that you say to actually get the woman to see what you want, but you're not asking her about it. You're not motherfucking saying you need to do this. Well, you ain't doing none of that. You just talking about, yeah, this fucking with me got to move. You know, and I'm just saying, baby, it's me and ain't like that. I ain't mad at you. You ain't talking to her. You're talking about you and how you feel about women. And you shooting this at her. Because what I'm saying is you shoot them. Because if you're hunting and you shoot, you're hunting a moose. And you shoot this moose. And it's not a kill shot. That motherfucker running off. And he going to have a bullet in because he ain't got no doctor. But it ain't going to kill him and then it's going to do whatever it do. But it ain't going to kill. So what I'm saying is, if the bitch, if I'm shooting game arrows and the bitch staying, doesn't mean she's wounded. I should catch her. Because when I shoot my game arrow at the bitch and she see it or get hit by it, she gone. Nah, nigga, I ain't trying to fuck with you on that. The bitch gone. And I ain't mad at her. Game recognizes game. But if the bitch stay there, I'm going to shoot some more game arrow. Because when I'm saying she's a big old fucking moose, you know, you can't just hit a moose. If you do hit it and wounded and incapacitated, you got to hit it again with some more shit. And then you hit it again. But since I ain't trying to kill this motherfucking bitch, I'm wounding her more and more and more with these game arrows until this bitch is good and primed. Then, you know, after I just said all this shit to her, and she ain't left, oh, man, I'm dropping pimping on her. And when I do it the way I do it, I'm going to knock her off because baby just sat through it all. And what I'm saying is I designed my shit to run a bitch away. Get the fuck away from me immediately. If you can't fuck with me, don't be trying to play like you can. Hey, I see you international motherfucker, London motherfucking pizza ordering bastard. I'm not fucking with you. So I ask you that. Now, what I'm saying is once I drop the pendant on baby and I knock her off, on the way to my spot, that feeling would start coming over me. And because this little bitch, you know, was getting ready to add to my flock, I start feeling fly. So what I'm saying is, you see, if you know what to do and you know how to do it, when you see that shit, the results of your work, you see the results developing in your favor. I mean, I don't know about you, but me, I ain't really overly sexual, but goddamn, my dick get hard. And of course, I'm not fucking this bitch, because she ain't paid up, but one of them other hoes I got, since I'm feeling like this, let's say, I get this bitch all this action at 9 o'clock at night. And I get the bitch taking one of my other hoes. And by 11, she's there. man, I gotta wait till 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning before I get to release whatever the fuck I'm feeling or whatever bitch I feel it once I get over there. So what I'm saying, sex is not important to a pimp until it's time to sex. Because what I'm saying is, if you think about sex, you'll be thinking about what the fucking bitch doing. Now, bitch, you give me some money. So when it's about sex is when I'm going, when I'm ready, blah, blah, blah. This is the things that make you be the motherfucker you talk about being. Now, let me cut this, get this. Okay, wait, let me make sure. London calling motherfucker what?
Yeah, but it's Dave Hunden. I spoke to you last week.
I don't care when you spoke to me. What do you want?
Yeah, you didn't answer my question, man, about the game. I told you there was a contradiction. You didn't answer my question. I couldn't get hold of you.
Listen, and then I'm not going to take you anymore. Listen. You think that I contradicted myself because you have one definition of what words mean. In English, one word can mean several different things. And if you ain't up on it, you go think the one thing that you think is the thing I was talking about. Which, motherfucker, what I'm saying is if you ain't listen to me, if you ain't risking shit, you ain't about this game. What I'm saying is,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm calling from...
Hey, you can't talk, you fucking asshole. What I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck about your mom. I don't give a fuck about your whole sisters. What I'm saying, bitch, is that if you risk everything, even in Michael Jordan's case, he risked it all for what he was doing, for what he believed in. That's why he got it too. But it ain't the same game. He just possessed that belief. The game I'm talking about, as far as the streets, is when that belief make you go out every day and risk whatever it is you're risking because you believe in what you're doing. That is what I'm talking about Michael Jordan did. Every day, went out and risked everything because of what the fuck he believed. And if your foreign fucking bitch ass can't understand that, it's because you don't want to understand it. So fuck you. Period. Can you understand that? Now talk, bitch.
Yeah, I'm calling from London, man. We speak English. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck where you from, bitch. Do you understand that or not?
Yeah, well, then that's a different kind of game, then. You have to say that, then you can't.
So what I'm saying is when you talk to people like that, and then you say what you say, it doesn't matter that you're showing them that they're assholes. Because they don't, that's why they're assholes. They want to be an asshole. It's not that they really, for whatever, misunderstood or didn't get it correctly or I didn't say it clearly. You hear me saying it clearly. You hear me slowing down, trying to make sure he understands what I'm saying. But what is he going to do? Stay on his point. Why? Because he's full of shit. He don't want anything but to, I guess, distract me. But, dude, I got bullets in me. I'm never going to be distracted. What I'll do is get off of what I'm talking about, and then I'm going to find it on the bullet points, and it catch right up. And you ain't even know I was off, because I be off. Shit. You motherfuckers are crazy. Now, what I'm saying is, I ain't fucking that bitch. See how I went right back to what I was talking about? This shit, man, come on, man. I'm way ahead of you motherfuckers, man. But any motherfucking way. I ain't fucking the bitch. The bitch ain't paid me. But like I'm saying, one of the other bitches I got that is paying me because I'm feeling like I'm feeling, oh, I'm finna go over there and fuck the baby. Whoever that is. I don't even know who I'm going over to fuck with. But let's say 5 o'clock in the morning is when I decide that, man, who do I want to fuck with? Whoever I'm closest to. I'm talking about in proximity. Some bitches live in the valley. Some bitches live in some way. Man, whoever I'm closest to, that's where I'm going. Period. Hey, fuck you, man. I don't give a fuck how many times you come up. So what I'm saying, doing something great always have always excited me. And when you're correctly displaying your manhood, that feeling makes you feel something that I think all you goddamn youngsters need to experience at least one fucking time in your life. Because in the game, what I just explained is like the sweet spot for pimps. And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you got to look at pimp shit to get your sweet spot. I don't care if you're a carpenter. Listen to this. If you're a carpenter and you got a nail and you put the nail on the piece of wood, how many times do you think a carpenter hits that nail for him to see the sweet spot? Twice. One to set it in, bam, and the second one to drive it. But you see motherfuckers hitting the nail 8 or 9 times before it go in. Well, I'm saying that if you don't know this, how can you know you're doing it? I know shit like that. You hit that nail, set it, and bam, drive it. That's so you can keep going. Because that motherfuckers did shit before nail guns. Nail gun, pow, 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 pow. But the fucking pow before the nail gun was the wham. And what I'm saying is, fellas, you ain't got to be no fucking carpenter. I'm not telling you to be a fucking carpenter. I'm telling you, I'm going to fuck what you do. Find what makes it right. And make sure you do. If it takes 5 steps to do it correctly, make sure you do it in 5. You can't do it in 6, can't do it in 7, you might could do it in 4. Who knows? But less, 6 or 7, fuck that. 978, I see you. Now, what's up with you?
Bud, can I do like a bank transfer or something, man? The PayPal is not working, man.
Hey man, listen to me.
Can I do an online banking?
Can you listen or do I need to block your stupid ass out? What I'm saying is,
but man, I'm trying to fuck with you heavy, man.
Hey, I'm gonna block you out where you can't talk, but listen. You can fuck with me on Cash App. $. Matter of fact, it's up on the fucking StreamYard. So you can fuck with me like that. But dude, I'm never speaking to you again. I forgot just now, or else I wouldn't have did it just now. I'm not speaking to you no more, man. So listen, when or what allows you to or feel that you found the sweet spot is when what you're doing ends up perfectly. It ends up the way you wanted it. Anything you do and don't need to put any extra effort in it to get the results that you want is finding the sweet spot. You think I'm playing with your stupid ass, huh? It's finding the sweet spot. The ones who deserve it should get to feel that mannish feeling at least once in your fucking life. And like crack, like them fucking crack smokers, you're going to be chasing that feeling for a long time because that shit is dope. I chased it, and I caught it over 14,000 times. Now, I remember there was an interview I was on, and I posted, actually, on Facebook. This interview was about an hour or so. But the exchange that I wanted to talk about was maybe a couple of minutes. I wasn't trying to stop this motherfucker or the interview, but I'm a leader, and I could hear in what he was saying, he was trying to, not clown me, but he was trying to fuck with me. So what I'm saying is, I know that when you got an interviewer trying to make his point incognito, all you got to do is play his motherfucking ass. But what I'm saying is what I did, what he was trying to, in his own way, say pimping hoes is bad. But, I just owned up to what he was trying to say. Man, I can see what you're saying. Yeah, man, I know what that. Now he fucked up because everything he wanted to talk about is, he said, nah man, it ain't like that, man, and woo, woo, woo. He got hell of shit to talk about if I did that. Well, now I just agreed with what the fuck he thought he was gonna have to pry out of me. 978, I ain't fucking with you either, man. I don't care. So what I'm saying is, I was clever too. And I use rhymes and shit because this is a young dude. Now, I believe he might have been 30. I think he was under 30, really. But I knew hip-hop was in his blood. So the rest of the interview went smooth. And he was respecting me because of what I said to him. Now, this is the interview. He said, Rosebud, why are you a pimp? Or why were you a pimp? I'm cool. Because, man, it's the cleanest hustle out there. And he repeated, the cleanest? He don't know what I'm doing. Because I'm setting his ass up. But he's trying to interview me, and he's listening to what I'm saying so he can pull from what I'm saying would he need to make his points. So when he said the cleanest, I said, yeah, it's the cleanest us out there. Because, man, you don't need to exert yourself or get dirty to get paid. He said, well, why do you say that? I said, because it's the truth. Now, what I'm doing is I'm drawing him in to my scenario. He's totally abandoned his scenario as far as what he was going to bring out. He tripping on what the fuck I done told him because he thought he knew. And shit, motherfucker, you finna get played. He said, well, Rose, because you explain. So you know what I said? I said, man, you ever play dice in the streets? He said, yeah, I have. I said, you see, I don't get on my knees unless I'm praying. I don't use my hands unless this bitch paying. I don't go in the dirty pool halls because I have hoes who stand tall. I dip in my whip, got plenty of chips, and have three or four hoes on the strip. The heaviest thing I lift is what my motherfucking hoes earn, and I don't do anything harder than bust a U-turn because I'm a pimp, man, in every way. Because if I wasn't, them motherfucking hoes wouldn't pay. I bust that on him. And he looked at me. I don't know what to ask after that. And I looked at that fool and said, exhilarating, ain't it? Yeah. What I'm saying is, now, when the interview was over, he walked up to me and said, Rose, man, goddamn, you really opened my eyes. I said, yeah, how'd I do that? And he said, man, I hated pimps all my life because my sister got turned out when I was like 2 or 3 years old. I never really got to know her. Man, you made me see that hoes are going to do, they going to haul. And the only thing a pimp does is, you know, get her to want to pay him. I always thought it was the violence that kept the girls going. I said, yeah, man, now you know. This dude was genuinely impressed with the way I laced his ass about the fucking game. What I'm saying is this. Okay, he was impressed. Have you noticed all the YouTube videos lately? They were once just silly YouTube videos, you know, making some blow up or whatever. You know, some of them was funny, some of them wasn't. But lately, I noticed the videos are all philosophical. Trying to tell you how to think. I shouldn't ever smoke weed on these videos. Because you motherfuckers will look and think, he's good, he's gone, what? Fucking bud, we can't let him go. What I'm saying is the videos are all philosophical. Some of them serious, some of them not. But what's strange is I remember some of the dudes, you know, fussing with me on my page. And, you know, I'm thinking this stupid motherfucker. The video actually makes sense. That's the one thing about philosophy. We all have opinions, and if we get a chance and we do it right, we can make our opinions seem correct. So what I'm saying is I would imagine that this motherfucker that I thought was a fool, his shit is as viable as mine when it is. So I can only take a few minutes of the shit, so I don't try to figure anything out. I just, you know, make my assumptions. And then my assumption was this. I guess fools are only fools when they acting foolish. Because this or that fool that I've been designated as a fool said some shit that made me think. God damn. And you gotta be like that. Because when you step off in the game, you better be down. You just better be down. If you are, when you're done, you're going to receive your crown. See, that's what youngsters do today that's really kind of counterproductive. Youngsters today want their crown before they even go into battle. As soon as they come on the scene, oh, I'm this and I deserve that. I mean, it's an ongoing battle, and the accolades are many. But when it's all said and done, how the fuck do you think you're going to feel? That's the bottom line. How you going to feel about your life? How you going to feel about what the fuck you did? Are you going to be telling everybody, don't do what I do? I was this, I was that. Okay, man, I'm not mad at you do that. But what I'm saying is this, I'm going to tell a motherfucker, man, you can't do what I did. And if you think you can, get out there and try it. And goddammit, if you do, you're going to be a motherfucker. Because I don't feel nothing negative about what I did. Because I took what I did, I lived it, I made money, whatever, and I used whatever it was I was doing to promote everything I'm doing now. So I'm saying I was down. my thing is this. I have people I have known who didn't make the right turns, who didn't make the right decision. And if you talk to them, they remember the motherfucking game with Malice. Man, that shit, man, fuck a pimp, nigga, fuck a hoe, man, that's because you went on dope. That's because you did all this other shit. Man, don't blame the game for that. Because there's people that ain't never seen a hoe. Ain't never even fuck with a pimp. Them motherfuckers on dope, too. Come on, man. Just as I know people who've made all the right turns and all the right decisions, and they treasure the memories of the fucking game left them. Pimps and hoes. What I'm saying is it fair to say memories for most of you guys are far, they're far off, long ways off? I mean, well, I want you to, if that is fair, but I want you to remember, is that all those memories do not have to be pleasant. They don't. So if you want to fantasize pleasant memories and you don't want to have the real memories you live, then you just let life handle you. And it's going to take care of you as far as that goes. You're going to live to whatever age and then you're going to die, blah, blah, blah. But if you have another process, you got to handle life. And I know my memories don't have to be pleasant. That's why I make pleasant memories to have. You got to understand all you motherfuckers one day going to have memories. And what those memories are for is to help you live the rest of your life and just live graciously, you know, with grace, dignity, and whatever comes with that, unless you weren't down. In that case, you're going to be like many, many pimps and hoes that I know who just fucking mad at the world. The game ain't no joke. I was faced with a dilemma in the past recently and had to make a choice. You know, I have a publicist and, you know, and I have a business partner. Both of those are, to me, my business partners. And this is crazy because one of them white, one of them black. And they just really see shit differently. One of the black motherfuckers see the shit black, the white motherfuckers see shit white. And they always got different views, and I choose whichever one I like of two. But what I'm saying is usually it's different things. If you want to go over here, the other guy want to go over there. And this is about social media. And they would say, man, well, you know, and one of them said this, the other one said actually the same thing, which was like, wait a minute, something wrong. I heard this wrong. They agreed that I should go in a different direction with what the fuck I'm doing on social media. And my streams, your videos, everything. Excuse me. Man, I barely could breathe. I just don't know, man. I thought it was because it's getting hot. When it was getting hot, but now it's getting cold. And the same shit. I just don't know what the fuck it is. I've gotten used to the way I'm doing shit. But shit, I'm paying these motherfuckers. I'm paying for their advice. So what I'm saying, I got to think after they told me everything and I'm at home thinking of shit. I was thinking, this is goddamn stupid, motherfucker, to not go with their, you know, suggestions. I'm saying, especially since these motherfuckers are on opposite sides of the fence, but in this instance, they're a bean. Come on, man, you gotta quit tripping. Because, not because I'm black, but I like it the black motherfuckers approach. But this white motherfucker been making me make money. I would imagine this black motherfucker been keeping me in grounded. So what I'm saying is I decided I'm going to get in where I fit in, which means that I'm going to roll until I get a motherfucking nut. So times are very serious, and my time on earth is steadily passing. And I don't want to spend my winter years wishing I had done something different. So my mind is telling me, or it told me, in my best interest, you need to agree with your partners. And I did. I didn't really want to because it was the white boy's choice. Not choice, but they both seen the same thing, but it was the white boy's idea. Now, what I'm saying is this. How many chances do you get to be successful? Many people try to answer this question, but the smart motherfuckers know there is no number. Some people make 4 or 5 attempts at something, and if it doesn't work by then, they tell themselves, maybe it wasn't meant to be. I just say, you silly motherfucker, ain't nothing meant to be. If it's sharp, you're the only driving force that's going to make what you think, you know, come to fruition. So, you know, personally, I don't really need nobody, you know, to promote me writing, if that's the case, or doing whatever I'm doing. And I'm not doing what I'm doing because I think it was meant to be. I'm doing what I'm doing because I think it's a sharp idea that if I fuck with it, and do whatever, blah, 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 till I get it to a certain point, it can take care of me for the rest of my life. That's all I be thinking. I ain't saying I got the best idea. I'm just saying this idea I have, if I, you know, do it right. And I had that when I thought of SWU. Because I will sit my ass down and get busy. I ain't so fucking caught up in fronting that I'm going to act like I'm doing it when I ain't. Every one of us, every single one of us has the same abilities. And if we fucking used it to the 10th power, we fucking succeed, each one of us. Because I use mine, but not to the 10th power. I'm only up to 8. 256, what's up?
What's happening, Rosebud?
I'm all right, brother. How about you?
Oh, I'm cooling, man. Hey, what you said about how nothing's meant to be, I was going to say I agree with that. Because, shit, I remember I've been pursuing an artistic pursuit for like 5 years. And now I realize, shit, this shit ain't really making no money. And I ain't really passionate like I thought I was. But, you know, it was hard for me to decide if I want to stop doing it. But I was like, shit, it's not really meant to be. It's like I'm in control of my destiny. You know what I'm saying?
Check
I can stop
out.
And do
check
whatever,
this out, bro.
Whatever
check
I want.
Check this out. Check this out. I'm not saying you wrong, but I'm saying you seen what I said wrong. Because what I'm saying is, I said it ain't, you know, some people think it's meant to be, and if it don't happen, then they think blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, man, nothing is meant to be. That don't mean what you thinking can't happen. Do you understand what I'm saying so far?
Right.
Okay, listen. Think about whatever you was talking about that you didn't, wasn't passionate about, you thought. And answer me this. Were you really down? Tell the truth. Don't tell me no version of whatever. Did you do all the shit you could do to make whatever the fuck you was thinking come to fruition? Be honest, man.
Nah, honestly, I didn't.
So was
it? I knew I could have put in more work, for sure.
Listen, so was it your idea that wasn't you know, on hit, or was it you that wasn't on hit?
I think it was my idea, the way I attacked the situation, you know, the
well,
pursuit.
Stop, bro. Stop. It's either the idea or it's you. I don't want to know why you say what you say. I just want to know what you say. Was it the idea or was it you?
I want to say both, but I guess the root of it is me.
Now, at first you said it was the idea. Then, after you thought about it, you wanted to say it was both. Bottom line, the answer is it is your ass. So my question is, what took you so long to come to that conclusion? Wait, before you answer, just listen. Before you answer, just listen. Do you believe that it really was you?
Yeah, because I'm the one that had to come
up with
the
idea to begin
with.
I didn't ask you why. I just asked you, did you believe it? And you said,
yeah.
So what I'm saying, bro, is this is where you guys make your mistake. You say something, and then you rationalize it with all the bullshit that's going to make you not do it. What I'm saying is, if you can say for a fact that you didn't do what you could have done, then it ain't got shit to do with your idea. It got something to do with you believing in yourself, which is why you motherfuckers always run from shit like this. And you want to say something and then say a whole bunch of more shit after you say, man, I don't want to hear the shit afterwards. I want to hear the answer. Because I'm not going for the suck shit you motherfuckers go for. You ain't finna explain a whole bunch of shit and make your shit sound right. It's wrong, it's wrong. Let me ask you something, bro, and be honest. 2 + 2 = 4, right?
Right.
2 + 2 = 4 + 3 = 7, right?
Right.
2 + 2 = 4 + 3 + 3 = 38, right?
No, that's 10.
What I'm saying is this. Any part of the shit is wrong. The whole fucking thing is wrong. Do you feel me?
Right, yep. The whole thing got to be right.
Everything. And you won't know that unless you know what the fuck you think about shit. That's why I am very insistent on you knowing who the fuck you are. Because if you don't, you just faking. And you'll find that shit out when you come to shit like this. And it shouldn't have took you any amount of time to know it's on you. But because you want to tell yourself all kind of bullshit, you have to think about it. And while you're thinking about it, you didn't miss out. So why would you want to do that? You don't want to do it. You've trained yourself to do it. So fucking with me, you're going to untrain yourself. And then you're going to train yourself to do the real shit the right way. And then what you think, you can count on. And when I fucking ask you something, you'll just answer just like that. And you ain't going to be tripping. You ain't going to be talking about, oh, God, I'm talking to Rosebud. I better be home. You ain't going to think like that. You're going to be thinking, man, I'm talking to Rosebud. I'm going to stand up on what I believe, man, and blah, 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 like that. That's how you're going to think. And that's how you want to think. That's where I'm coming from, bro. I ain't better than you. I just do what I believe more than you. Do what you believe. That's the only difference between me and y'all. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what President Bush think, I mean, not Bush, Biden think. I don't give a fuck. I just care what the fuck I think and how I can manipulate it or maneuver it or make it be for me. 978, I ain't fucking with you. I already told you. Fuck you. Hey, 256, you got anything else?
No, that was really it. I appreciate that perspective.
Hey, but listen, man, did I help you?
Yeah, yeah. You just the way you put it got me thinking differently about it, yeah.
Because that's what we do, man. Listen, I'm not right. I just have another point of view. And what I'm saying is that let's say you respect me like that. I respect you like that. And there's 8 other motherfuckers that we both respect like that. But none of us have the same thing to say about this situation. You know what you're supposed to do? Is understand that there is never only one way to do something. 12 motherfuckers
right.
That know what they're doing and believe what the fuck they believe and how to do it, and they're going to get it done the way they believe it. Which one of them is right? They all are, bro.
Yeah.
They all are.
Yeah.
Because they got it done. There ain't no one way. You feel me?
Nah, that makes perfect sense. Yep.
All right, bro. Be cool, man. 978, fuck you. So listen. What I'm saying is this. I don't need anyone to help me do my thing. Let's say it's writing. I got 21 books I wrote. I'll sit my black ass down and write. But I ain't into that now. I'm just into something else. Writing is further away from my thoughts. So every one of us have the same ability. And if we used it, we would succeed. I mean, that ability is having gumption. Gumption is, if you want to put your dreams in the correct perspective, and you want to take the correct steps to get to your dreams, you have to have the willingness to make yourself do whatever it is that's going to get you to that dream. You cannot say, I have this dream, and this dream calls you to do this, and you say, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, then, right now, your dream is dead. But you guys won't accept that. You'll say, oh, no, I can't do that, so I'm gonna do this. And then to you, you've done whatever they're asking for you to do. And since you've done it, you continue on as if you did it. And you think you got whatever you're supposed to get from doing what you didn't do. And that's the way you guys fucking think. If you have the gumption, which is responsibility, owning up, living up to whatever you agree to. If you have the gumption to do these things, your ass is going to achieve success. Failures, and you guys got to understand this, failures are life lessons from Professor Life. Life do not tell you what the fuck it's going to teach you. They don't even tell you when the test's going to be. But best believe, life is going to be ruthless when it comes to grading your motherfucking ass. If you get an F, you're going to get treated like an F student. Ain't nobody going to be giving you, if it's playing baseball, ain't nobody going to put the ball up on the tee and tell you to hit it. Motherfuckers going to be throwing the ball at your motherfucking ass while you standing up there trying to bat. All I'm saying is this. Sometimes, you know, back when I was responding to fools, one of them fools said some shit that just sparked something in me. And it just forced me to address what that motherfucker said. I had posted a picture. Actually, I'm saying that wrong. This really, now that I think about it, was a pleasant memory. And the reason I was thinking about it negatively was because I was talking about negative shit. But this was really a positive situation. So I posted the picture of my parents. And one of my childhood friends made a comment that my father and several other fathers, hers included, had at the least 12 children. All of these parents, all of these children were living in one home with two parents and all their siblings. Now, she just was making a point, which I'm going to, expound on. She said these men went to work. They came home. They worked around the house. They worked in the yard. They might have worked on a car and woke up the next morning to do it all again. There was no running away from responsibilities that came with raising 7 or 8 hard-head motherfucking sons and that many daughters. Not only did these men raise all their kids, they raised their kids to have respect for their elders and to have honor about what the fuck they chose to do in their life. Now, this trend. Which you guys probably going to trip me when I tell you this, because you think I'm a woman basher or a woman hater or whatever the fuck. But this trend was a female, Elaine Claiborne Hicks. I hope you don't mind me mentioning your name, Elaine. But one thing, she said this, but one thing I know is that your dad, Mr. Dixon, Mr. Cockett Davis, and my dad, Mr. Claiborne, Mr. Charles Claiborne, had lots of children. And they didn't run from family. Those men took care of their children. I mean, having 11, 12, 13, 16 kids. And I can only add, as far as that goes, Elaine, you forgot Mr. Crawford, Mr. Thurman, Mr. Brentfield. All them motherfuckers had 13 or more. Children never let one of them down. 718, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man? Top of it.
Same to you, brother. What's happening?
Man, I had hit the site, man, the Rosebud office site, but I didn't see the option up there for the tools, because you said I can get a tool. Because remember I asked you about blowing up, and you was like, man, hit me. But I went to the stop, I got hit him back.
And let me tell you something, brother. Listen, let me tell you something. Please miss me with that bullshit. You can't tell me what's on my site. I already know what's on it. If you didn't do whatever you did in the time period I was talking about, it's because you didn't do it. But you can't tell me what ain't on my site. I got all my tools on that motherfucker. Been on it.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out again.
Stop, man, because you're lying to me, man. Change what you're saying, or I'm going to hang up on you because I don't want to hear that bullshit. I know what's on my site. Yeah, you see that motherfucker hung up? So, my point is this, fellas. Stand up to what you believe. You see, that's what I do. And you see, punks will be punks because they're punks. You ain't got to be scared of what this motherfucker got to say. Someone he went on my site, blah, blah, blah. You know what he was trying to do? He was trying to make me live up to something he heard on a video he had looked at. And he's so used to people being so full of shit that he thought he could tell me that and I would know that my site be fucked up. So maybe he did, blah, blah, blah. Man, fuck you. My site ain't never fucked up. It was incomplete when I first, made it. But I didn't then completed it. So you can't tell me what's on my site, man. What I'm saying is this, fellas. Where are the men today that was like my dad and the dad that Elaine was talking about, Mr. Crawford, Mr. Thurman, 12, 13 kids all in the same house right now? The mother may work or may not, but I'm saying it was about them motherfucking men. Which one of you motherfuckers live like that now? None of you. Do you know anybody that live like that? No. They're gone. They're gone because of a disconnection between the sexes. There was honor in being a man at one time, but today women act as if, you know, you must accept what the fuck they think. Or I'm not saying they don't know shit, but what I am saying, I'm not letting... Excuse me. You know me, I get the heat coming. I don't know why I do that. But when shit is real to me, the heat cups come. Not then when I'm not heat cupping, I'm bullshitting, but it just lets me know what I'm finna say or what I'm saying or talking about is just really real, nigga. Then you wanna say it. Because I teach a lot of shit and I'm charged for it. See? Did you see? Oh, my. I was going to say, did you see how I stopped hiccuping? But. Oh, shit. It ain't no big deal. I ain't sick or nothing. I'm just a very mental dude. I think shit, and it just comes real. 786, what's up?
Hey, bro. In this generation right now, bro, it's a war going on. Black women against, you know, black men. And it's crazy, bro, you know what I mean? And it's like with you, you know, you give us that wisdom because we need it. You know what I mean? We don't understand everything. I'm 41 years old right now. You know what I mean? And I need that wisdom from you, bro. It's a war. And it's crazy,
bro. Let me ask
you
something. What do you mean? What do you mean by it's a war?
Because it's like black women is not respecting black men right now. I'm talking about the young generation. We trying to do what God did back in the day.
Think about this, bro. Years ago, black women was tripping, if that's the case, but they respected black men. Today, black women do not respect black men. And it's not because they're disrespectful bitches. It's because what the man stands for has been so watered down that the bitch can't bow down to it in the best case. So that makes the bitches have to replace among themselves the men. That's why you see all these fucking bull-bagging bitches. What I'm saying is...
And they trying to be the man.
They are being the man to that relationship, but what they don't understand is the fact that you, if you know, represented it right, could replace her. That's why dyke bitches don't want they woman talking to a dude. They just don't want it because they know that dick is really powerful. But what I'm saying to you, man, none of that shit really matters. It's where you coming from.
Yeah, that's real there.
Well, tell me.
I'm just, I stand with integrity, bro. and that scares them.
Wait. Say what you called about again, and then say your answer. You stand for integrity. Let's see if it matches.
What I was talking about is like the black woman and the black man, they're going against each other. And
now,
it's all
now,
because of money.
Your answer standing on integrity?
And I'm standing on integrity.
Okay, what I'm saying is you're standing on integrity.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is if you were standing on integrity, you wouldn't be going through this. Because bitches wouldn't see what you're talking about in you.
Mm.
They would see what you're talking about in the motherfuckers they don't fuck with. Because that's why they don't fuck with them. But if you doing and representing the things that turns them off as far as you're doing it and it's turning them on, why would you have to suffer the same way?
Yeah, that's real. I mean, but they're controlling. Women controlling.
Stop. Ain't nobody trying to be real. What I'm trying to do is get you to see how much bullshit you tell yourself.
Mm.
You make yourself believe this bullshit and you go out with it. And I'm being real. Let's say you're a gunfighter and you finna go to have a gunfight. And you know your gun jams, you know all this fucking shit, right, blah, 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 but you're still going out there because you ain't no punk. What's going to happen to you, man?
Mm. Shit, they're going to shoot at me. I mean, if I ain't got no gun, you know what I mean?
Hey, you got a gun. You just, your gun fucked up and you know it. What's going to happen to you, man?
Shit, they're going to kill me.
So what I'm saying is, listen, bro. Do you see how long it took you to come up with that answer?
Mm.
Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to fucking kill you. And what I'm saying is, that's how fast you can lose a fucking life believing this stupid-ass shit you're thinking. Period. You ain't got time for a second thought. That's why that first thought better be right. And you better start understanding that. All you guys. You guys been listening to these fools telling you shit about streets and they don't know what the fuck they talking about. So what I'm saying is at least consider what the fuck I'm telling you. I mean, dude, that dude that was on the phone, just to let y'all know, he hung up. So you know he got punk in him. You know, man, come on. You don't have to be violent. You don't have to be anything other than who you are. Sometimes you might raise your voice. Sometimes you get excited, blah, 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 but you ain't never thinking about fighting or proving or none of that shit because you confident. Man. If a motherfucker don't understand what I'm saying, do that mean I should wonder if I'm wrong? I should know I'm in the motherfucking goddamn higher tier. He just ain't made it. I can't expect a first grader to understand what a 12th grader understands. I can't expect that. And if I do, it's on me. And the reason I would do that is because I don't believe in myself. Fellas, 2 and 2 is 4, that's what I'm saying. The one reason my woman and me get along is that bitch is a woman. And she knows she a woman and she know what she need and when she need it, blah, 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 from a man. And what I'm saying is she ain't afraid to say it, she ain't afraid to admit it, and she ain't afraid to show it. And the reason all that is because I ain't afraid to show it. What the motherfucker would I be talking about I don't need no woman? Man, me and my bitch, and it's because of me and ain't because of her. We don't trip about this word or that word. And if we do, we come into a solution. What are we going to understand about that word? Most of the time, I will admit, this is my interpretation. But that do not mean baby don't have anything to say. What that means is that when she say what she say, I show what she say ain't really right. And either she agree with it or not. But the fact is, I'm willing to lose the bitch behind what I think is right, and let's say she don't agree. What I'm saying is, are you, you know, willing to lose me from what you think and I don't agree with it? Because my point is this. That's what time it is. You know, that's what make relationships last. When you come to a head, somebody's right. If you can't make that decision, that's because both of you are punks. But if you can't make that decision, wait. There is no decision made. That's because both of you are punks. But if you make a decision, it's going to be what it is. And if he make a decision, it's going to be what it is. My decision for me and whoever is that I know goddamn well I didn't thought of everything. I didn't, you know, include everything. And the only way I'm going to see that I did this as I'm talking to baby, you know, she say blah, blah, blah. And it make me realize, oh, goddamn, man, you think of that. But that don't happen. So what I'm saying, what I mean, is words per se, situations per se, don't bother me about one. It's the fucking result of the words, the result of what the fuck happens. And that result is where respect comes in. Otherwise, do I respect my woman? And let's say she's saying blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, maybe, no, I ain't going to bring it up. But what I'm saying is, she's saying blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, nah, that's some crazy fucking shit. I mean, do I respect her when I go for what I'm saying? Do she respect what I'm saying when I go against what she's thinking? Fellas, this shit is critical thinking. And this is why you don't have bitches. This is why your motherfucking ass is just always asking questions. Because you'd rather do it to where you think somebody could give it to you. I'm not Google. I may be Google as far as what I can answer as quickly. But I'm not Google because I don't know everything and I ain't got answers on everything. Because you hear me telling myself, well, fuck that. I don't want to talk about that. I do that a lot. Google never does that. They never do that. They want to talk about every fucking thing you want to talk about. But me, I don't. I only want to talk about. And you're going to think I'm really an asshole. But why I'm not is because I tell you this. I only am interested in talking about what the fuck I'm thinking. I'm only interested in doing what I believe. Men and women are supposed to need one another. Now, what I'm saying is this. The best and the most lasting relationships consist of two people who know what I just said. Men and women need each other. So I'm going to say thanks to Elaine because that's what she was saying. My dad, her dad, those dads we mentioned, and their wives, they knew what we're talking about. We need each other. We don't need no damn kid to be together because if it was best the case, we would only have two or three kids. No, I like you forever on the long term. I'm in your pussy all the time. God damn it, why you, you know, fertile and shit. You know, you're having kids. I don't give a fuck how many it is. I ain't gonna stop fucking your family. I mean, that's what our dads thought about our mamas. And our mamas did not think, oh, he's just thinking of me as a sex object. They thought, shit, I'm going to keep taking care of my house. I'm thinking, they're getting kids, let them go to work, come home, because I love the way we interact. I mean, I don't know if you like it today, but they was when they was doing it. So you can say today, I don't like it, but you can't say it was wrong when they was doing it. He just treated her like an object. Well, motherfucker, she is an object. Think about it. It's all about nature. If a spider, a male spider, see a female spider, what is he going to think? He's going to fuck her. I mean, that's nature. If a cow or a bull see a cow, what is he going to want to do? I'm talking about the time's right. He ain't going to give a fuck about the motherfucker's time right, but the time right, he want to fuck her. Period. Now, we accept this as nature. But nature, supposedly, I guess, don't have anything to do with us. Because what I'm saying is if the male species of any type of animal, well, I'll take it back. Because I've seen, you know, I watch, you know, nature shit. I've seen there's certain birds and penguins and, I forget, but there's certain animals that mate for life. And then motherfucker don't even fuck another bitch. You know, he got a bitch. So there's certain motherfuckers that do that. So I will agree with that. But nature overwhelmingly shows that as long as it's the opposite sex, you don't want to fuck when it's time. The only thing about animals is they can't decide when it's time. That's why they have to wait and go to a certain place, blah, blah, blah. Humans, we can decide when we want to fuck. We can decide when we go sexual. 256, I see you, bro. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rose? But you were just saying some real shit about the just things being natural. Because I remember you said, like, bring in that inner 13-year-old boy when you was, like, you know, flirting with the chick, touching her ass and shit. And that made me reminded me of back when I was in, like, 7th grade, 13 years old, after school with the YS, you know, we'd be, you know, touching on girls and shit, they'd be cool with it. It was like a thing, you know.
But I guess, let me ask you something. I hate to cut you off, but let me ask you this. Seriously,
yeah.
Tell me what you think finger fucking is.
That's just when you playing with a pussy.
Listen.
With a finger, with your fingers, of course.
Listen, you're right. But that's foreplay. Playing with her pussy. Using your finger. Excuse me. What I'm saying is, there is a way to finger fuck. And nobody know what it is today. People my age know what it is. But people your age, they only assume what it is. Because it's all sex to them. To you.
Mm.
You know what finger fucking is?
Yeah, just playing with the pussy.
No, you know, you're supposed to say no. And then I'm supposed to tell you. Finger fucking is when you fucking with the bitch. And she kind of don't want to give you the pussy, but she really do, you think. So you start playing with her like you're talking about. But then you know, when she start moving and feeling it, instead of you wanting to fuck her, you fucking stick your finger in her motherfucking pussy. And with your finger, you start doing what you would be doing with your dick. Going in, going out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And when you do that, baby is so into that shit that she ends up taking her shit off. She ends up pulling you on her. Why? Because you did what the fuck you did. Some shit that all you motherfuckers don't know nothing about no more. Because none of you are curious about being a man. And we knew when I was 13 or 14, man, if you a man, you stick your finger in that pussy and you start finger fucking her. Period. We knew that. You motherfuckers don't know none of the shit that will prevent you from having the complexes that you motherfuckers have. Because if you could stick your finger in this bitch's pussy, first of all, there's a couple of ways that go. You stick your finger, first you start playing with bitch's pearl tongue. And she's letting you do that. And then you go towards the pussy and you try to stick your finger in it. Then the bitch move your hand away. And you do whatever the fuck, and you're trying to do it again. She move your hand away. That means you can't fuck her. That's what it means. And you don't supposed to say, oh, well, fuck you, bitch. You're supposed to keep playing with her, keep doing whatever you do, because, but you know you ain't going to get the fucker. And you just do it, and then when it's over, you like, no, you got action at fucking her, and you got to, like, play it a different way next time. But now the same situation, and you get to stick your finger in her pussy, and you start finger fucking her, but your finger is already in the pussy, but she move it out. That's letting you know what you do. That's letting you know what you was doing felt good to her. And all you got to do, you ain't got to stick your finger in the pussy no more. All you got to do is be whatever, romantic, blah, 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 and you're going to get to fuck this bitch. Now, the last thing is when you stick your finger in the bitch pussy and you start finger fucking her, then the bitch open her legs wider, get juicier. I mean, all of this shit is what you motherfuckers should have learned growing up. Now, why I detailed all that, I want to ask you something. I want you to be honest. Did you learn any of that when you was growing up?
I did.
What did you learn?
In high school, like finger fucking, and then, shit, all that freaky shit.
No, bro. Do you see how I was able to explain what I was talking about? That's because I ain't full of shit.
Yeah.
You full of shit because you ain't explaining nothing. You just,
no, I mean, I ain't
you, you just
bad,
vaguely
I,
answering the question. Oh yeah, man, I'm finger fuck yeah. What did you get? What did you learn? You nothing, bro. Be honest, man.
I did getting head like in middle school.
Wait. What did you say? Getting head?
Yeah.
Wait. When did you hear me mention getting head?
Okay, you talking about foreplay. That's what I was
No, I'm talking about what you're supposed to learn to be a man. But you're going to make all the shit you're talking about what I'm talking about because you don't give a fuck about being a man. All you give a fuck about is sounding like you know what you're talking about. But when a motherfucker asks you particulars, you do what you're doing now. And you just, that's why you motherfuckers can't catch bitches. They'll ask you something and you stuck. You know. Man, bitch, please. Ask me any motherfucking thing. I'm spilling. I don't give a fuck if I gotta be lying. I mean, I tell a bitch a lie. I don't think I won't. But when I say, shh, motherfucker, you ain't catching me in shit. Period. See, I'll catch you, motherfuckers. Like I caught you, bro. Come on with your shit. Let me hear it.
Yeah, I did learn finger fucking. Just playing with a, you know, with a woman that's flirting, the teasing. Yeah.
Hey, wait. But finger fucking to you in that instance is spilling on the bitch pearl tongue, man. Be honest. Yes or no?
Yeah, all of it. On the pearl tongue, you know, insert, you know, intercourse.
Wait. You mean sticking your finger in a pussy, right?
Right.
Okay, because intercourse is sticking your dick in the pussy.
I mean, like, you know, penetration.
I don't mean like, there you go, right there. You motherfuckers can't be real. You can't say what you really talking about. I mean, you know, man, do you hear me doing that, bro? That's because I ain't bullshitting, I ain't lying. I'm going to say what the fuck I'm saying, and that's all I'm saying. And I'm going to quit talking when that's the end. Why? Because it's time for you to talk. But no, you motherfuckers got to, all that. Come on, man. You don't hear me doing that.
Why can't
you not do it, bro?
I can. I'm just so used to doing it.
Why don't you stop doing it then?
I'm gonna start doing it. I haven't been so aware of how much I do it. You know.
Hey, bro, listen. It's not that you haven't been aware of how much you're doing it. It's that you are now aware of how much you was doing it. So should you talk about that time you hit the ball and was running to second base and got tagged out? Or should you talk about the next time you hit the ball and get a chance to make a double, you're going to do this, that, and the other to change the outcome? Well, which one should you be thinking?
The second.
So, bro, understand what I'm saying, man. Quit limiting yourself by telling yourself half truths. Period. You got to be totally honest, man. 919, what's up with you, bro? Hold on, man. Hold on, 919. 919, what's up with you? What's happening?
I'm on?
Yeah, come on, man. What's up?
Oh, hey, boy, I got a question, man.
I'm sure you do, brother. What is it? Let me answer it for you.
I'm a married man. You know, been married for a while. And, you know, at work, I like to flirt, man. But I don't really mean no harm, you know.
Hey, bro, wait, stop. Can you get to the point? Because I ain't got time to hear your fucking life story.
I like to talk, so I'm just saying, should I shut my mouth so I don't cause no problems and confusion? Because, you know,
With who? Your wife?
No, I'm talking about colleagues at work.
Man, let me ask you something. Thoroughbreds, purebred dogs. I'm talking about if you got them in a little confined space, but it is, you know, large enough, they'll go to a far corner and shit. But if this confined space is small, when they get ready to shit, they're going to start howling. Because they don't want to shit where the fuck they live. That's a purebred animal. You can tell that. But what I'm saying is about your, you know, fucking with people you work with, if you want to shit where you eat, go ahead on with that. Because what I'm saying is you can't have nothing but negative long-term results from fucking around shitting where you eat. Now, do you understand what I just said?
Completely, man. I appreciate it, bud.
No, really, man. I ain't with that. I understand. Appreciate it, bud. I'm with this. Tell me what the fuck you got.
Shit, I understand. I understand completely, man. It ain't working.
I didn't ask you if you understand completely, because you already said that. We're talking about what did you understand?
Not to jeopardize your, you know, your livelihood over some bullshit.
Hey, bro, I don't know if you got it, but see, that's how you stand up. And what I'm saying is that's how you start believing in yourself. When a motherfucker asks you something, fuck taking a long time saying what you really think. Because if you would have said that from Jump Street, I would have gave you kudos. Because that's the fucking right answer.
Okay.
A lot of times, most of the times, 99% of the times, your first thought is right. And you can't tell me you didn't think that first.
Yeah.
Now, I
got to say, I learned that.
Yeah,
from you, man. Stay
what?
On your mind.
Bro, yeah, what?
How do you go with your first mind when you're talking?
No, man.
You got to filter your...
No, you're not answering my question. Because what I'm saying is you said, yeah. And that was after I said, you can't tell me that's not the first thing you thought.
That is the first thing I thought.
Stop right there.
But I had to think of the words to put it
bro,
to so I
stop.
Could express
can you stop or do you need me to just X you out? Because what I'm saying is my point is your first thought is the best thought. And all that fucking bullshit you talking right now is why you didn't go with your first thought because you're full of shit. You don't believe in yourself. If you would have believed in yourself, you would have went with your first thought, which was the correct thought, and you would have been sharp. But now, you're just a sucker. And you don't care you're a sucker. You're going to keep being a sucker because you just want to be one. I didn't explain what you should do, but all you're going to do is keep talking about what you were doing. And we've established that what you were doing was being a sucker. What you
got to
say, bro?
You got to say that, boy.
You motherfucker. You ain't supposed to have nothing to say. You supposed to say, man, okay, man, I see what you saying, and you done. Because we kicked it. That's where it's at, man. You know, I'm coming up with the real, bro. I ain't coming up with no bullshit. I'm real with you just like I think. You real with me until I hear some bullshit. But I see you are real because you actually did pick up what was going on. Hey, let me get this
all right.
Private. You hold on. Hold on. Now,
all right, but,
yeah. Hey, talking about being a sucker, your mother's sucking my cock right now. And your sister too, you know what I'm saying?
hey, wait. Listen, bro, before you go on with that, my mom gone. She been gone. So my mom ain't sucking shit, man. And about you saying that about my mom, since you don't know shit about her, do you think I care, man? This is why motherfuckers, you know, call in with blocked-out numbers. You know, when they call in, it's like all ones. You can't see no numbers. So you know this is a motherfucker that's hiding. Listen. But think of this. Oh, Elaine. Yeah, I did thank you, but I'm thanking your motherfucking ass again, Elaine, you fine ass. Oh, Elaine. Don't let me get to talking about Elaine. But everything old is new. Everything old is new again. And what I have for your motherfucking ass is just classic. Just be on the lookout for what I'm finna start offering. I mean, you know it as far as when you see it. Real shit. You know it when you hear it, as far as real shit. But it's something about a race car driver to show you how he works on his engine, what he does when he's driving, blah, blah, blah. And then when he races down the street, not the street, but the track or whatever, you still like him. That's because he's only telling you the peripheral, the outside of it, which is exciting. Because the inside of it is not so exciting. It's dope, but it's not so exciting. So what I'm saying is, you got to understand when you see shit, you have to recognize it. Otherwise, when you see a motherfucker, you'll know it when you see it because it's in our walk. Because we know we got it. Now, me, I know I got it because not only did I start SWU, what I'm saying is every motherfucking thing I've been taught in there, whoever graduated, loved me. Okay. It's in our moves. You can recognize it because you can see it's in our moves. Excuse me. Because we know we got it. It's in the way we hold you spellbound when we speak. Excuse me. I'm just hiccuping. And it's all because we know we got it. It's in our eyes. You can fucking see it because we got it. It's in our dress. I'm talking about, yeah, you know, fuck it. We got it. It's actually in the different ways that we smell. Because that's where we come from. We got it. And you probably would say or ask, what the fuck is it, man? What the fuck do you keep explaining? What are you talking about? What is it that's in your walk, in your moves, your conversation, your eyes, your clothes, and your fucking smell? Well, I'm laced with game. And this game that I'm laced with, this motherfucking for sale. Not the, well, I guess it is the actual game. Not what's going to happen for you using it. Because every nigga in the streets know you get this game. And once you get it, it's go wherever you're going. It's on you what happens using it. You can't say the game caused this. The game caused that. You can say I'm staying out again because I could get whoop. What I'm saying is, it's something that you can't figure out. But whatever it is, when you start wondering, get the conversation, a confidence, talk, blah, 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 you know we got it. So, my thing is, what's in my walk? What's in my moves? What's in my conversation? What's in my eyes? What's in my clothes? What's in my motherfucking smell? You got to understand, I am laced with game. And you just got to understand. We. Who is we? Motherfuckers. We have it because it's in us. It's not on us. Motherfuckers. If you ain't a motherfucker, then you can't claim what the fuck I'm talking about. But you can if you want to, because you know there's motherfuckers that'll let you do it. You know, let you say you motherfucking Steve Dean, and you can talk about whatever the fuck. Let you say you Lucario, and you can talk about whatever, and you can say you EQ or whatever that motherfucker's name is, and you can talk about this, but you ain't got to show you can do it. nail one of them motherfuckers? Man, even though I said what I just said, Steve the Dean is the shit to me. I can say what I just said. And I ain't got no negatives against that nigga. But, you know, we was in the street camping like a motherfucker. And you doing some weak shit. You think I ain't gonna expose it. And if it was weak, your weak ass gonna straighten it up or not. And if you straighten it up, we gonna keep rolling. Because you seen your shit was weak. But if you one of them niggas is like, this is my basketball court. And, you know, so this is my basketball. So I'm taking it. Y'all can't play here no more. Nigga, we just gonna go play somewhere else, real niggas. Some other motherfuckers would, you know, actually, okay, man, let's just play at your court and do whatever your bitch ass trying to make a nigga do. Now, what I'm saying, I'm sorry, I gotta go into this. Dean, Steve the motherfucking Dean. I know how many motherfuckers have told you how fucked up what you did was. But my question to you, Steve the Dean, is did you stop me? You stopped our friendship. Yeah, okay. I hate that. But Lena! I just wanted to make sure that was you coming in my goddamn house. I'm just saying, you guys, you got to understand what the fuck be going on. Shit ain't on me. It's in me. I ain't going to let no shit, some kind of problem I have with a friend of mine, you know, stop my motherfucking shit. I ain't trying to stop his. I hope, good luck, see. I'm saying this, I remember a time when you didn't have to ask a nigga what he did. I mean, whatever it was, he represented it in how he was dressed. I had a lot of gangster motherfucking friends. And those niggas always had on those big old clothes, loose-fitting clothing. And I would imagine it's good. So they could hide their fucking weapons. I had their fucking B-boys. I mean, you know. And they all look like school children. Square as hell, but them niggas had hella dope. And a lot of them had hella jewelry. Now, then there was the pimps. I mean, the niggas who didn't really need the screen shit. These niggas was the gentlemen of the streets. I mean, they ain't had a fucking bone in their body, but they was gentlemen. Pimp had a conversation to match with any motherfucker that actually knew how to talk. Hustler or not, and the nigga could fuse a fool's anger with a couple of fucking sentences. I mean, these pimp motherfuckers, you just could recognize them by the way they look or the look they had on their face, the style of their hair. But mostly it was like they had a certain kind of flair that had not really been appreciated until different things exposed the pimp game, excuse me. Until different things exposed the pimp game. And you want to know what was really so cold? We had women that the other players, you know, gamblers, dopers, whoever, them motherfuckers would die for a chance to take care of one of them bitches. If only they could fucking get as long as they could get to disagree with them. And the cold part, the very cold part, which is why everybody hates pimps. It's because we got the motherfucking bitch paying to be with us. where any of you motherfuckers would break, say your right arm, they had a bitch. And if you look at it, I mean, you can really see why the square motherfuckers and other hustlers alike are so jealous of us. I'm telling you, we had two cold motherfucking names. We had a two cold name. We had no cuffs. We had no cage. We had no gains. No canes. Just straight lace game. Now, if you want it, it's out there for you. I mean, it is. If you want the shit, it's out there for you to get. But you got to go get it. Other than that, why can't you be happy with being in your skin? You know something? 336, I see you, bro. To see what's up, what's happening with you.
OG, what's up with you, bro?
Nothing. I'm just trying to chill.
Man, I heard you fell out with Dean. What's the deal, man?
Steve the Dean did some shit I didn't like. You know, and when I told him about it, he said he didn't care. So we fell out. But that's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You got a question?
No, I just know y'all was tight, man. Y'all been rocking for a long time. That's kind of crazy.
No, it ain't crazy. Let me tell you something. You know who else I've been tight with for a long time?
Who that?
Shante. Let me tell you something. Listen to me, man, and understand this. If you real, there's things, let's say you and this nigga do shit together, and you both claim to be real, there's tenets that you don't do. Now, me and Shante, you ain't going to believe this, but I think it was 40 years ago. You know, I'm coming up. I'm a fly pimp ass motherfucker. Shante fly woo. Me and that nigga kind of cool. You know, we ain't cool as we ended up being, but we cool. And this young bitch came to Hollywood looking for a nigga. Now, you know, she done been cool. She asking about me, all this shit. But she asked Shante about me. And he said, yeah, I know that nigga. I got his number. Now, what I'm saying is, all right, this nigga pimp, man, he don't owe me shit. He my friend. He still don't owe me shit when it comes to a bitch. So he gets the bitch in the car. And the bitch is, he gets the bitch in the car on pretense that he know me. And he gonna hook her up with me. So he gets to ride with the bitch, and of course, he's shooting his shot. Now, when the bitch still want to talk to me, he said, he called me. And I'm on the phone with him. He said, bud, you know, I got a live with nigga. You know, the bitch want to talk to you. So I get on the phone. This nigga my nigga. So I said, man, you with the right nigga, bitch. Woo. And I'm dropping lugs for him. Woo. And he ended up coming up with the bitch. And he had the bitch for a while. Now, this 40 years ago. And what I'm saying is the bitch ended up calling me and telling me she found my number in Tay's whatever. And she called me because she, when she was talking to me, when he gave her the phone, it was for me to get at her. Like he was cutting me, you know, being my partner. Hey, that nigga, this bitch want to fuck with you. But he didn't say none of that shit. So I'm thinking, if I say, hey, what's up with you, bitch, or I get at her, I'm crossing my partner. So I said the other shit. Now listen, after a while, this nigga, he tempted on the bitch the X amount of time, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, the bitch was gone. And me and this nigga never fell out behind that shit. Because we knew, or at least we believed, we can't let no bitch come between pimps. You know, bitch gonna be here when the pimp, you know, I mean, the nigga gonna be here when the bitch is gone. So now listen, why I mentioned that 40 years. 40 fucking years later, me and this nigga done fell out several times. We done had arguments like a motherfucker. Never about this bitch. but it was whatever going on. Now, 40 years later, nigga called me one day, and he telling me about this bitch. Well, now this bitch found him. This bitch sent him a rack and letting him know that, you know, she wanted to fuck with him. She a dyke, like a motherfucking. And the nigga fucking with the bitch. And then he keep telling me all these things that they gonna do. And I'm like, nigga, the bitch a dyke. So, you know, I'm telling him what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. He living with the bitch now. They up in Las Vegas. What I'm saying is everything this nigga was telling me came to fruition. And what I'm saying is, what do you think I got from what the fuck I just told you? Serious business, not no long, like I did, conversations. Just tell me, what do you think I got?
From Sean Tuck, or just period?
The situation.
Shit, that Sean Tuck, you know, it is what it is, man.
No, man, that's a bullshit answer. It is what it is, can be anything. Say what it is.
It is, you know, it is part of what, you know, what you signed up for. I mean, if Sean Tate wanted the bitch and, you know, he set you up and you didn't know, not knowing.
Stop. Listen. What it showed me is the nigga was tipping. Because what I'm saying is, 40 years later, the bitch hit this motherfucker, you know, got this motherfucker, not necessarily living like he living, but I'm saying she got a big part of it, you know. And when me and him, you know, we seen, he was, when I seen him with the bitch, I told the motherfucking nigga, right in front of the bitch, nigga, I ain't mad at you for taking my bitch, nigga, and the bitch was simple. Really, he talked to me when I was on the bus stop or some shit. And then Tate tried to act like he remembered the shit. And I didn't want to, you know, say nothing in front of him. But when we got private, I said, nigga, did you call me and hand me the phone to talk to that bitch? And he said, yeah. So I said, why did you do that, nigga? What I'm saying is, nigga,
what do you say?
No come between us, nigga, is what I'm saying. Because we live to the principles of where we was coming from. Shit gonna happen. You can't stop it. You just gotta handle it when it happens. And this is really gonna be fucked up. Because, you know, usually when me and the nigga is talking some shit like this, I say, nigga, who here? Me or the bitch? I can't say that to this nigga, because he can say both for y'all. This is the worst plan that
that's fucked up.
That's game, man. You know, you see shit to make shit cool. You don't see shit to make shit fucked up. You see the game in it. The nigga was my friend, die hard. The only way it would have been fucked up is if he would have, you know, did whatever he did, and later on the bitch came and talked about how he did it. But she with me. Then I got to be mad at my partner. Nigga, please. Nigga, you pimp, nigga. And the only thing I can say is fuck you. And that's what I told him. Hey, that's all right. What I told him. You know, I said, fuck you, nigga. We still right now kicking like a motherfucker. Ain't no bitch that important, man. The game is important. And that nigga represented. Otherwise, he didn't owe me shit. From Jump Street, when the bitch got in his car, he didn't owe me nothing but the pimp. He can't kidnap her, and he can't force her to be with him, knowing she want to fuck with me. But outside of that, he could do whatever the fuck he needs to do to have that bitch fuck with him. And I got to accept that. I can't be...
All right, let me ask you this, boy. Did Steve represent whenever y'all fell out? Was he representing something?
Let me tell you something. I ain't heard from Steve yet. Steve the Dean could have called me because I said some shit. He had got me to fuck with this white boy, and I didn't know it was a white boy. Steve would call me. I'm asleep, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I think it's Steve, and he on the live show, and, yeah, I want to help you, nigga. So I'm going to say whatever. He did that. I'm asleep. It's fucking white boy show. But it's Steve calling me, and Steve asking me the questions. So I'm thinking it's Steve. But it was this white boy. And then when I told him, nigga, man, why the fuck you do that? He said, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, man, look, that was fucked up. And I explained to him what I thought about it, and he said he didn't care. So what I'm saying is, once I start putting shit, you know, on my whatever videos talking shit, he was supposed to hit me. He was supposed to hit me on my show so we could straighten this shit out, because the nigga my dog. And if it, what I'm saying is, what he did, he thought whatever the fuck about what happened, he thought, because he was paying my shit. I didn't know he was paying my shit. But he had, was doing it for 6 years. He hit me and say, he hit me and say, but when you hit me with whatever amount of money it was, I'll turn your shit back on. Nigga, what are you talking about? I didn't even know what he was talking about. Then the nigga, my shit, my website was down. Now I know what you're talking about. I call a nigga. Nigga don't want to talk. Then he hit me on the text. Then when you pay me my money, I'll turn your shit back on. Nigga, you didn't fucked up with me. Keep that shit. I ain't paying you shit. Fuck you and fuck the horse you came in on, nigga. That's some real bullshit. You could have told me, blah, 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 you didn't like what I said, pay me my money, blah, 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 or I'm going to turn that shit off. I'd have paid him. Why? Because he paid for 6 years. But for 6 years, he never told me he was paying. And all of a sudden, now, I got to pay him. Or he going, nigga, fuck you. Keep that shit. I got a new site, and I'm still rolling. And that's what was wrong with that nigga. And fuck, he didn't stand up. He punked out like bitch niggas do. Period. I ain't heard from him since. So what the fuck? Did I answer your question?
You definitely answered my question, man.
So what you fucking think?
I think Steve the Dean just lost a homie, man. I think he just lost a fan, man. I used to fuck with him, but hearing that shit, man, fuck Steve, man.
Hey, man, what I'm saying is this. What you think about that?
Man, I think that's some old blackmail-ass bullshit. How you going to do something behind your back for 6 years and then try to use it against me and push me in the direction that I ain't trying to go? If I give you resistance, I say I don't want to do this shit. Then you say, oh, well, give me my money for a website that I've been paying for six years.
No, you right, but I'm not really saying what I'm saying like that, because Steve the Dean was paying the shit because me and him was that cool. He really...
Without your knowledge?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fucked up, but we was that cool. He would be paying it right now if we wouldn't have been through that shit, and I wouldn't know shit about it. That's the kind of nigga.
But I don't know, man. That sound like a setup to me, bud.
In the end, it is a setup. But, you know, as far as what he was doing, as long as what he was doing was being, you know, prosperous for him, of course he's going to keep doing it. You don't need to tell me. But when I'm telling him, fuck whatever the fuck you talking about, nigga, you know, I'm going on my own. Now all that shit comes up. That's where he a punk, because he could have said even at that point, but, nigga, you better pay me for this shit by X amount of days, or, nigga, I'm going to cut this shit off, because I've been paying this shit for 6 years. And I would say, nigga, what? And the nigga would say, well, he wouldn't have to say shit, but how you had your shit for 9? And I would have to accept that he wasn't lying. and I would have had to pay. And none of this would be going on with me and that nigga. But he's just
He should have had more respect for you to at least let you, you know, like, look, you can have it back, but you got to give me all the money that I put in for it. I ain't going to have your shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. You 100% right. He did not do any of that. You know, so he made me mad at him now. So I'm, you know, talking all kind of goddamn shit when none of that shit is really necessary. All we had to do was be men. And, nigga, we didn't fail out, blah, blah, blah. I love it because I still say I love the nigga. The nigga showed me hella shit that was important for my life. But he didn't understand, nigga, you better not show me nothing if you don't want me to know it. Because what I'm saying is, fuck you when it comes to the end as far as what you showed me. Because the nigga showed me hella shit that really
He showed you hella shit, but he didn't show you them goddamn receipts for that website, though.
Fuck a receipt, man. I took his word, man. You missing it, man. You missing it. It's not about that. It's not about that, man. It's
I don't like you getting done like that, bud.
Okay, man. You don't like that. You think I do?
Of course you don't, but goddamn, you saying you love this motherfucker?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I know some hoes I love. Ain't seen them in a while. Man, shit. Love don't mean to me what it means to you, evidently.
Yeah, it
you
definitely
know.
Don't.
Hey, evidently, if that nigga needs something and he actually called me, I would break my neck to give it to him. I would. Because listen to this. I remember when I was really fucked up. I fucking left my house, gave it to the bitch, gave everything in there, took my dog and my clothes and came to Vegas. And I told Dean that that's what I was doing. And he said, nigga, how you gonna do some shit like that? And I'm talking whatever shit I'm talking. And he said, nigga, whatever you need, nigga, holler at me. And I said, well, nigga, I need a rack. The nigga said, a rack? I said, yeah, nigga, I need a rack. He didn't know what it was. I said, I need a grand. Matter of fact, I need $1,200. Man, by the time I got to Vegas, that shit was there. Now, what I'm saying is this. It's not the $1,200. It's the fact that I had the relationship developing with him. That was 6 years ago. And he felt that serious about it. So what I'm saying is when I was able, immediately, I hit that nigga back with the $1,200. But I said, nigga, I'm going to send you 10% interest. He said, motherfucker, don't send me no shit like that. I said, what you mean don't send you? I said, nigga, I appreciate what you did. He said, nigga, look, I ain't no fake nigga. I did this shit because we dogs, nigga. And if you send me the motherfucking shit, you're going to fuck up. Man, I say, nigga, fuck you. And I sent it to him. The nigga sent it back. What I'm saying is the nigga is cool like that with me, man. I ain't letting no little boy. Me and Shad Tate fell out. We're not about that bitch. We fell out about some shit. But we fell out for a year. But what I'm saying is, it was, I'll never forget this. It was Christmas time and I was in New Orleans. And shit was fucked up for me. And I called that nigga. And he started talking to me like nothing ever happened. And I was thinking about how I can bring the shit up. And then I realized, man, you ain't even got to bring that shit up, man. That shit must be dead. The nigga, and I'm telling you, I learned a lot from that, man. Shit is real. And you got to deal with it. Steve the Dean, my nigga, I don't care what he did. I ain't finna go really out my way for the nigga, but I will go out my way for the nigga, because he showed me he'll go out his way for me. Fuck the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I don't know it, but I hear it, though.
You understand, but you don't necessarily agree.
Hell no, I don't agree with that, bud. But I still love you, though, man.
Hey, man, we ain't no have no issue about it. So, you know, that's just me and Dean. And the thing about it, we don't even talk no more. So, evidently, your position is more right than mine. But what I'm saying is, you know, I got mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to deal with it, man. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm a real diehard nigga. Shantae never fucked over me, but he showed did some shit that I wouldn't have to his motherfucking ass. But the nigga, hey, but when we was kicking it, he said he would do this, that, and the other. I would tell him, nigga, I would do no shit like that. Nigga, we would be, he would say it. You know,
well,
so
if, it ain't if like he, did, he said it.
I'm saying, it ain't like he crossed me. Shit. You know, I can't be mad if a nigga didn't cross me. He lived up to what he said. I just wasn't a nigga to believe it. Nigga, you know, I love that nigga, man. I love Steve Dean. I never had a relationship with Lucario or EQ or whatever his fucking name is. I never had a relationship with them. It's just that Dean had me on their shows before. And they both was on that particular show that this nigga called me and didn't tell me it was a white boy. Because if it was a white boy, I would have told him, nigga, miss me with that shit. Because what you guys don't really realize is that soul music, blues, slang, everything, once a white man understood what it was, they stole it. And niggas don't get credit for the blues no more. Niggas don't get credit because the word ain't, that wasn't a word until white people said it was a word. But that was the word niggas used for hundreds of years. And I'm saying the blues, soul music, none of that was white people shit. That was nigga shit. And once then white people realized what it was and how to define it, they stole it. So what I'm saying is Dean was letting this white boy, which I didn't know it was his channel, but this white boy is telling me what he thought game was. I said, man, that shit you talking about is some bullshit, blah, blah, blah. I start telling them what game is. And the white boy started telling me what he didn't believe and how he didn't think that was true. And then I told him, man, fuck your motherfucking punk ass. He said, bud, don't be so raw. I said, man, fuck that white boy, man. Because I thought it was Dean's show. And Dean said, it's his show. I said, what the fuck?
So Dean was protecting his dude?
Listen, he said, it's his show. I said, what the fuck you mean it's his show? Because I thought it was Dean's show. Dean had been calling me for 5 years, periodically, asking me, man, Bud, can you go live with me right now? And at first I would be asleep, and I said, man, I'm asleep. But after I realized it was, you know, help his show, whatever, I'll wake up. And I thought this was the case. But then he said, this is white boy's channel. I said, what do you mean is this white boy channel? He said, this is white boy's channel. And then I told him, Dean, you mean, and I got it, and I hung up. And I called Dean later. And I said, man, what the fuck you do some shit like that for? And he started explaining why he did it. And I told him, man, that was some real shit. And he said, why you think that? And I said, man, that's what white people do. They used to ask, what is soul? What the hell is soul? Whoa, blah, blah, blah. American Bandstand can listen to Kool in the Game. And Soul Train can listen to Kool in the Game. And you listen to them two damn shows. I mean, excuse me, not listen. You watch them two damn shows dancing. And you see them Peckinpahs doing whatever they doing. And you see the niggas doing in time whatever they do. So what happened was them fucking white people identified soul musically as emphasis on the second and the fourth beat. That's niggas having soul because they just say, well, what is soul? How do you have Dick Clark, all them white people, Dick Cavett, all Johnny Carson? What is the soul? And they would say, it's in my feet. You know, it's in my hand. It's in the way I meet, move. Because there ain't no explanation as far as the soul. It's just that that's how they was explaining it. But the white people, that didn't mean shit. And then, some kind of way, they understood that soul was moving on through James Brown or somebody. I forget who it was. Soul is moving on the second and the fourth beat. And once they realized that, that's where the average white band, the Righteous Brothers, that's where they came in. Blue Eyed Soul. Because them motherfuckers had a band of niggas backing them up, emphasizing the beat, and the white boys is singing like white boys sing. But the beat is making it to where it cross over the niggas. So what I'm saying is, once they stole that, who gets the Soul Awards in the, whatever, not the Academy, what is it? The Awards for the Singers. Who gets the Soul Awards?
The Grammy.
Who gets the Blues Awards? It ain't no niggas.
The white people.
You motherfucking right. They stole it. Blue-Eyed Soul. Mick Jagger and all that bullshit. All them motherfuckers got they shit from Bo Diddley and, you know, B.B. King and them motherfuckers. But they get the credit for it.
Steve Brand get the credit for your shit. Your brand and Steve Brand don't even match, honestly. Without your brand, Steve Brand ain't hard, man.
Bro, listen. I knew this was going on all the time. I knew he was stealing my shit. But Steve had a very big audience, and I wanted some of them. So I risked him stealing my shit. But what
but
I'm saying
Steve,
is...
Steve had to hoe himself out to get that audience, man. Your shit organic, bud. You ain't got to fuck with nobody.
Can you listen? Who gives a fuck what that motherfucker had to do? Because it ain't about what he was doing. It's about what I was doing. It was about me tapping into that audience. And let me tell you something. Without that audience, I wouldn't even be where I am right now. Steve Dean... As far as that goes, not only did he show me how to make money as far as being an internet entity, but his audience, I didn't steal none of it, but them motherfuckers came and fucked with me, man. I mean, he's the one that, not he, but his audience is the one that made me see people want to fuck with me on the full, not the little part of it, get this part, get that part. That's why I started saying, fuck this part. Because once I was fucking with Steve, I was seeing people with money, which is who he was fucking with, want to fuck with me. But they didn't know about me. That's why I love him. I mean, not because I'm making money from fucking with him, but because he didn't care. Because I'm sure he knew what I'm saying. He exposed me. But
he hates you for that, though.
No, he don't hate me. He loved me. He's scared of me. Now listen, he's scared of me. And of course you're going to be mad at whoever you're scared of. Especially when it's about some shit you claiming to be about. But you're not. Come on, man.
He definitely ain't about it.
He ain't, man.
But I knew that back in 2016, though.
Well, I only fucked with him... First, I fucked with, actually, he fucked with me because he wanted to know how me and Tariq, blah, blah, blah. And, me and Tariq ain't got shit going, blah, blah, blah. And as we talking, he was saying, Tariq always talking about how much you gave him. What did he give you? And I tell this man, nigga didn't give me shit. You know, I asked him to hook me up with his book people and boo, boo. He said, you know what, man, that's fucked up, nigga. You need to let me hook you up with this internet shit after we had a few conversations. And then what I'm saying is from there, because he did every fucking thing that he said he was going to do. And I'm telling him, man, I don't need you to get that shit. No, nigga, I'm going to get you the microphones. I'm going to get you this. I'm going to get you that. Nigga, fuck you, man. I don't need you to do all that. This nigga, this was like the holidays time. And he said, man, I'm going to send you a, let's say Thanksgiving. I'm going to send you a Thanksgiving card. What's your address? So I give him my address a couple days later. Microphone, all kind of shit that this nigga didn't send me to hook my shit up proper. Because initially, I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing, and I was straight on the computer. And he told me, you got to do this, you got to do that, and blah, 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 blah. All the shit he told me was real. Every fucking bit of it. That's why I say now, man, I'm not, that's one thing he did was fucked up. How is that going to negate all the shit this motherfucker did for me? That I motherfucker I thought would do it for me, ain't no way they was going to do it for me. Because I surely thought I could hit the ring. Go ahead, what?
I'll tell you this, man. I'll tell you this. I ain't never met a successful con artist that ain't tell the truth 99% of the time, bro.
Bro, you must be from that color, man. Hey, you can't say some shit like that being a real square. hey, no matter what I heard what you just said. These motherfuckers listening, they don't know what.
Never anybody, met one, bud. Never hey, met one.
Because it ain't one.
All hey, right.
Guys, listen, this is some dope. And I don't actually want to determine what we talk about. I just want what we talk about to be some shit we need to hear. I'm gone. Hey, I'm sorry, I have to go piss, man. I'm gone, motherfucker. I'm sorry, man. I know.